Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101, your YTB Work From Home show. Hey, this morning they're going to have Rick Ricketts on the Jet Set Morning Call. So make sure you have your pens and your papers out. He's going to like the call up. So let me go on and bring the call up so we can get in tune to the Jet Set Morning Call. Hold on and I'll bring the call right up.
Everybody, it's another beautiful day. This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm excited to welcome all of you to our team call. Good morning and welcome. This is our Jet Set 30-Day Blitz Call, and you have caught up with less than 2 weeks until the YTB convention. We're going to quickly go through some of our announcements. We're going to check our back office to see if there's a CRTA in our area this weekend, and we're going to be encouraging all of our team, new and old, to go to our CRTA this weekend in our effort to blitz towards convention. We want to continue to use all the tools available. Our 24-hour hotline is always there for you to help your business grow and also to teach you how to get a check next week. Here's the number. The number is area 512-404-1250. Okay, you can press numbers 1 through 4, and that call is designed to help your business grow, of course, 24 hours a day. As I mentioned, we are blitzing all the way to the YTB convention, which will be held in St. Louis on August 6th through the 10th. Really excited about it. We want to make sure that we're registered, make sure all of our team is registered to go. Also, the YTB University classes. We want to make sure that everyone's already pre-registered. That's the big thing about the university classes, is trying to get registered as soon as possible so you can make sure and have your ticket in hand. And, of course, tell all of your team that they are invited to the Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony that will be happening Friday night, August 8th. They're in St. Louis. We're going to be in one of the YTB University classrooms. So that's going to be really, really exciting. That's going to be Friday night. You're going to be the late night, like at 9 p.m. Also, we've got several calls going on this weekend. The first one's going to be with Coach Tomer. That's going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time and noon Eastern Time. Want to make sure and stay plugged in to Coach Tomer on the Coach's Call. Wonderful, wonderful inspiration. I would definitely dial in at least 10 minutes early, or you can watch it on the webcast on your YTV site in the back office. That'll be helpful for you as well. That's one of the calls. The other call, of course, is going to be Sunday night, our normal Sunday night opportunity call, because you'll be meeting several people over the weekend. And when you want on Sunday, they can listen to a great business presentation that's going to be done on this line at 6 p.m. Central Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, that presentation will be done by our New York directors. That's going to be Devon and Cheryl McCullough, Garland and Marcia Webb, and Denise Coley. So you want to mark that down for Sunday night at 6 p.m. But, of course, you guys know that tomorrow, all afternoon, we will be having the Harvest is Plenty-thon. That's going to be starting at 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's going to be on this line, same code. Everything's the same, okay? So just mark down those times, and we'll go through some of that instruction this afternoon. I also want to make sure you are aware if you are in the Dallas, Texas area. We have a wonderful Fast Start, a Circle of Champions event happening on Saturday. That's tomorrow morning, starting at 10 a.m. We're going to be in North Dallas. So if you're near the Dallas, Texas area, we're going to have Rick Ricketts in town along with some of the other Texas directors. And we'll be having a great training event. That's going to be at the Holiday Inn Select North Dallas. This information is actually available on the home page of your YTB site. Just click on the Fast Start Meetings, and you'll see we've got a meeting there on LBJ Freeway tomorrow at 10 a.m. So if you're in the Dallas area, we will see you tomorrow morning. And now I think it's time for us to get started by bringing on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate on this call is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. We're going to greet him this morning with a big smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you all. Good morning, champions all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, Power Team leaders, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors of Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. As I say every morning, it is such an honor to address and speak with such champions that are on this line. You know what? 90% of most people follow the pack. Just follow along. Go along with what everybody else is doing. Go along with complaining about how high gas is. Go along with trying to figure out how to cut their cost and live with a little bit less just to make it. But the people on this call are the type of people that are in search of financial freedom, in search of an extra $1,000 a month, in search of really changing things for your family. And it is such a pleasure to talk to each and every one of you. And we've talked about so many different things on this call, the things you say to people, and how do you once you say something to somebody, what do? You point them to a presentation. And once they see a presentation, you follow up with your power team leader. You connect them with somebody. And once you bring somebody in, you put them on that 24-hour hotline, and you let them do their Get Started orientation session. We talked about so much and what to do to attract people to your business, what to do to find other people just like you that want more out of life than just a another paycheck in 2 weeks. See, ladies and gentlemen, you are in search of you. You are in search of, look at the leaders that we have that are Circle of Champions. Go out and find people like that. Look at the leaders that you have that are on your team. Go out and find people like that. You know, more and more, ladies and gentlemen, the tighter and tighter things get, you have to find people that are looking for a way to change things for their families. You know, I bet each and every one of you do the right things every day. Sometimes I just feel like we don't do enough of it. You know, let me tell you something. If you wake up in the morning and print 30 of those flyers off of theharvestisplenty.com and it says travel, have fun, make money, earn money from home guaranteed. It says get paid weekly and free insurance, and it puts your phone number there. Hand out 30 of those a day, 30 magazines, 30 DVDs, 30 CDs. Ladies and gentlemen, just start getting to the point where you are talking to folks, looking for sharp people, trying to find leaders. Once you find them, you walk up and you introduce yourself, there's a quick conversation, and you tell them what you're looking for, that you know about something that can help families, and you recognize that they're sharp, and you open your hand and introduce yourself. You see, if we just begin to be conversation specialists, and however many you're doing, turn it up a notch. We're approaching the YTB convention. Go out there and seek those people looking just like you that want something different for their family. We have an event coming up, ladies and gentlemen, that is a life changer. We have an event coming up that is a life changer. We have an event coming up that if you get people to that event, they'll get a chance to see that they can accomplish things beyond their wildest dreams, that they finally found a vehicle, finally found a company that's fair and honest and will pay next week. And everyone on this call is good enough. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's not what you get out of this life that matters. It's what you give. And if you'll go out and give more of yourself, you'll find that the opposite comes back and you start getting more. Go out there. So you never know what one person who will lead you to another person, who will lead you to another person in jackpot. You found that person that you've been really, really looking for. But you know what? You never would have found them if you had not found a couple of people right before them. What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is go out there and follow your nose. When you hear that little instinct that says, I need to talk to that person, go talk to that person. That's something inside of you. That's him inside of you saying, follow where I'm leading you. You know, I want to pause for a second, ladies and gentlemen, and just bring on the call my partner in success. I'm talking about every Bobby's hero, ladies and gentlemen. He is a third-level director. He is a big-time bonus earner. He wears multiple President's Club rings. And, ladies and gentlemen, he's on the line this morning. Please help me welcome to the call none other than Mr. Roland Atours. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be gathered. James, man, what an awesome way to start the call, man. If we add consistency with persistence, and we never stop, James, and we just keep pushing and we keep pushing because we never know who we're going to meet. And you're absolutely right. Be a conversation specialist. Who can we talk to? Who can I give a compliment today? Whose life can I change today? If we work this business, James, like we work our jobs, we get up every morning, we hit that alarm clock, and we go to work for somebody else. But if we go to work and try to see who can I give a compliment, who can I change their life today, James, if we do that, if we're persistent and consistent, James, I'm afraid of the future. James, how are you doing, good looking?
Man, I'm feeling good this morning, Roland. I'm so excited. We are sitting on the eve of the Harvest is Plentiful. You know, Mark Yarnell is a networker, makes over $1 million a month. And he said, I just want to say this, Roland, he said it almost doesn't matter what you say if you just say it to enough people. And the folks on this line really want success. They really, really want success. He said you could say, get rich quick in an illegal pyramid scheme, but if you send it 30 to 40 times a day to someone, you're going to find someone. Look, and we don't want to say that. We don't want to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, you know what to say. You know who to look for. You know, Roland, we begin each morning with a prayer that God, if you'll put me in front of those people whose hearts and minds you have prepared to hear your message that I am bringing today. And so everybody we talk to might not be seeing that, might not be feeling that. But if you look back, you notice that God sends people in your life. I saw a gentleman last night, Roland, that I hadn't seen for 20 years, a dear friend of mine. What is the coincidence you happen to bump into somebody like that sitting at the meeting that somebody else invited? I really believe that, Roland, the people are here. The conditions in the economy demand that a people have a plan. I mean, think about it. Gas is $4, Roland. When it becomes $7, what's the plan? Here we have the answer, folks, to change things for those people that come in contact with our lives. You know, so often, Roland, people just cling to what they know. They cling to, Roland, what they're familiar with. They cling to what they did for the last 10 years, what they did for the last 15 years. This is what I know over here. This is what I know. Well, Roland, we have an answer. And just like you learned that craft that you do every day, if you'll start plugging in and get in contact with your power team leader, get in contact with your coach's corner, get in contact with your director, keep listening and learning from the tools, Roland, pretty soon you start getting good. Pretty soon you start getting good. And you talk to 3, 4, 5 people a day, and you start earning those bonuses. And, Roland, I'm so excited. We had something very special happen last night, Roland. Rick Ricketts was in town last night, and what an incredible, spectacular business presentation we had, applications flying, people joining and changing their lives and just seeing freedom for themselves, Roland. I'm so honored to have him on the call today. You know, we've had Rick on the call before. He's always been so, so powerful. Now, I know that he's flying now from Dallas to St. Louis.
Well, I'm not, James. I'm right here with you, buddy.
Oh, man, so good to have you on the call, Rick. I knew that you were taking your plane up there, and I didn't know whether you'd
go to security. Don't you love it?
I do love it. Rick, we got a lot of people on the call today that are out here sharing this business, that are on their way to the convention. Rick, tell us just in a snippet how many folks you generally talk to a day and what kind of fruits, what kind of results that generally produces for you.
James, you know, the most amazing part about this business, just like you talking about the guy you hadn't seen for 12 years, I really do believe that everybody, as we're going through life, that Lord puts people in front of you. And I think he ordains all of our steps, and I think everything happens for a reason. You know, I get up every day, and I would say in an average day I show this thing to 20 or 25 people. And that's my goal every day. In fact, I don't leave the house unless I have 25 of those flyers from the National Business Journal, and that's what I'm using to show people the business. And all I'm doing is giving them information, letting them make a choice about changing their life. And I sit and think about what's going to happen in our national convention. I think about what's happening in you and Roland's life and, you know, the friendships that you make along the way. You know, it's not fun getting up at 6 o'clock to catch a plane. But the alternative is for some of those people out there that are in that traffic jam this morning, and that ain't a lot of fun either. And it's all about choices, James.
You know, Rick, it's so good to have you on the call. You know, I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, just like you look at me and see me here doing the meetings, I saw this guy. And I said to this guy, if you'll help me, I'll do my best. I'll work hard. I'll try. If you'll help me, and Rick, you helped me. And it has truly changed my life. I met you, Roland, and you met Rick, Roland, all about the same time. Matter of fact, you met Rick before you met me, and we all start working together. And look at your life now, Roland. Look at your income now, Roland. There's so many people on this call that if you just keep doing what you're doing, if you just keep talking and meeting new people, but let me tell you something, if you hang around broke people, you're going to get broke. If you hang around people that are not doing nothing in your life, that's what you'll be doing. You want to catch a cold? Go hang around somebody with a cold. But if you hang around winners, if you hang around people that believe something different than the rest of us, guess what? Some of that begins to rub off. Rick, how important do you think it is for a person that thinks right now they can't quite make it to the convention, they might be $100 short, and they will let this opportunity for this convention pass them by because they can't really figure out how they can get the extra $50 or the extra $100? How important do you think it is,
James,
for a person to be there?
I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you're sitting out there and you're that close to being in front of what's going to happen in St. Louis, somehow or the other, folks, I don't know what you got to hawk or what you got to do, but you got to get to that national convention because I think it's going to be a life-changing experience, James. You know, I remember the first one I went to with less than 300 people there, and we're going to have over 20,000 people in St. Louis. Let me tell you what James is talking about. You're going to be in front of 20,000 people that have the same ideals, the same goals, motivated people that want to change something. And see, that's what we've got here, change, folks, to change something for our families for generations to come. And I'm telling you, what's $100 going to be a year from now? What's $100 going to be 6 months from now? Some of you will go have that enchilada or taco this weekend and get heartburn. You ain't going to get no heartburn coming to our convention. You're just going to have a life-changing experience. And I don't care what you've got to do. You know, I got into network marketing in 1994 on my mother-in-law's credit card. That's how bad things were for my family. But my mother-in-law believed enough in me, and she said, Rick, you can do this. She didn't know nothing about network marketing. She just knew that she loved me, and she wanted to see something change in our life. I don't care if you have got to ask that mother-in-law that you don't like. You need to get that $100, James.
You know, Rick, I just want to expand on what you just mentioned. You came into this industry off your mother-in-law's credit card. What is your income each month, Rick? People don't know that.
It's posted, folks, that this company paid me a little over $4 million last year. And, of course, you know, that is wonderful. But let me tell you something. Where I'm from, an extra $200 a month changes people's lives. And I'm going to tell you, James, if you're listening on this call this morning, this is not about what Rick Ricketts makes. It's about what you want to do for your family. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, Roland's making a lot of money. James is making a lot of money. And I've been blessed by this company. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. This thing is here for you, too. This is no respecter of persons. And if you want this bad enough, and you'll dig in there and do what it takes to be successful, James, there's just no limit to what can happen to you and your family.
Roland, I need your help, Roland. I need your help because let me tell you why I say this. I'm listening to what you just said, Rick, that you borrowed the money from your mother-in-law to come aboard in this industry. You talked about what type of income that you're earning in this business, and yet we've got people that pray every morning, Roland, looking for something. God, can you change something? Can you change? And when you show them a business like this, or they just come in, they don't even seize the opportunity that they have. They don't even really realize that they have the ability to earn the money that Rick does, earn the money that you. Roland, I need your help. What do we say to people, Roland, that have the vehicle that they have been praying for all their lives to change things for them and their children for generations and generations? And Roland, they're not seizing it. They're not truly, truly, truly embracing that which they have prayed for so long. When it's finally here, Roland, what can we say to make a person really want to get to the... Roland, I need your help.
Well, James, you know, when you pray for something, God answers immediately. It's just whether or not you're going to realize the answer or not. And sometimes we pray for something, but we're looking for it to come in a different package, and we miss that blessing. You know, when I prayed for my wife to be, I said, God, man, you got to change my situation, and you got to change it. Because my pastor called me right away and told me about his business. I joined right away. You know, when I saw Rick, man, Rick was there, man, he shared the business with me, and Rick told me the same thing. Roland, man, you could be good at this. Man, I said, Rick, you tell everybody that, you know, but he said, no, I don't. You know, and what God does, he'll answer it, and then he'll send you an angel. Now, from this day, for 3 years, Rick has always been my angel, man. Rick has always put James, you know, more miles on my dreams. And when I think I've arrived, Rick will come back and say, man, Roland, come help me, and look at my yacht, man. And I'm sitting here helping them, you know, pick out yachts. And I'm like, wow, man, I'm helping someone pick out yachts. Roland, come let me fly you over here, come to my jet, you know. And every time he does that, and one day I got my $10,000, my very first $10,000 residual check, James, at Coach's birthday bash, and he gave that to me to Rick Cannon. He said, let me show you how a real residual check look. And he told me $100,000 a month check and said, this is how real residual. And when he did that, James, what he's doing, he's adding life. He's putting more, you know, more miles on my dreams, man. He's letting me, man, you can do this. See, God will answer your prayers, and then he'll give you an angel that will keep pushing you along. And Rick, I just want to tell you thank you, man, for coming into my life and just showing me things and just encouraging me and pushing me to another level, Rick. Man, I just want to let you know, man, we all love you on this call.
James Rowland, I just want to say that just goes to show you, James, that all angels aren't good looking. I mean, it doesn't always come in a pretty package. So if you're looking for somebody like Marcia or Michelle, they ain't the only angels. There can be an ugly angel out there talking to you too, Rowland. But I love you guys, and I've got to get on this plane to go to St. Louis. But I'll be talking to you, fellas. God bless all of you.
Thank you so much, Rick, for being on the call. We certainly appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this just sounds like a conversation. I know this just sounds like another speaker that we've got on the call. But you don't understand, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, just 2 years ago, how different things were for Roland the Tourist, how different things were for James Pruitt. And when we see people and meet people and talk to people like you, we look in your eyes, and we see you 2 years from now. We see you 3 years from now. We see you 4, 5 years from now when things could be so different for you and for your kids and for other people in your family. We see how different things could be. I'm telling you, folks, and I want you to understand that this weekend we have a team building marathon going on. The Jet Set directors, the Jet Set captains, the Jet Set $10,000 bonus earners, the Jet Set ring wearers, this team is going to come together for one effort tomorrow, and that is to help you grow your business. And what it will take from you is contacting some of the people that you know. Call them up and tell them, look, this might not be for you, this might be for you. I don't know, but I do know that you need to know what's going on. You deserve to know what these people are doing and what is happening. I want you to listen. Just listen to this call coming up. And just give me the thumbs up and the thumbs down. Let me know if you like it or not. Let me, okay, well, here's the number. Get on. I'll call you back in 20, 30 minutes. Hang up. And then call somebody else and say, hey, I don't know what you're doing right now, but I just found out about something. Grab a pen. Write this down. Give them the number, 212-461-5800. Tell them, I want you to call this and listen. I can't wait to talk to you about it, but I want you to hear firsthand what's going on. You got to know about this. 77000#. After you call that number, type that in and just listen. I'll call you back in about 30 minutes. And then hang up and call somebody else. See, what happens is once they hear this business, once they hear how this works, once they hear the live testimonies from all over the world that will be on this call tomorrow, once they hear, some will like it, some won't. I promise you, you'll get no different response than yes, no, or maybe. That's all they're going to either say, yes, wow, that sounds really good, I like it, or that doesn't really seem like it's for me, or, you know, I don't know, it sounds kind of good. Either way, the more people you tell, and then they can call two or three people. And literally the people that have just heard about it tomorrow can end up after tomorrow earning a $1,000 bonus because people tell people. People know other people praying. See, just do your part. Roland, you're going to be there. You're going to be sharing the business. Craig Sweet will be there. All the Jets say, you know, Roland, how important do you think it is for the people on this call to call folks they know and say, look, it's happening right now, like a telephone. Get on this call. Talk to me about that, man.
Well, James, it's extremely important, man. The word of God said, with two or three gathered in his name, man, there he is, man. I think there will be so many people on this call, man. Last time we had it, it was close to 3,000 to 4,000 people on the call, James. It was exciting, man. From that day alone, I mean, that day alone, we looked in our back office, man, probably like about 30 to 40 people was coming into the business, man. And it was awesome, man. We, you know, we gave our gifts, and, you know, it was exciting, man. Everybody that came, all the guests, the TV workers, all the directors, we had an awesome lineup, James. It was just awesome. I'm just extremely excited about tomorrow, man, and what's going to happen.
Roland, you got something better to do than sit around 4 hours in a row and pour out your heart and soul in a row. But you're doing that, Roland, to help the people on this call, to help somebody that wants to get to the convention. It might be a little bit short. Yeah, call some people. Tell them. Roland, think about the people that you've told who told somebody else. We had Arthur Gatlin, Roland, on the call the other day. Remember Reverend Gatlin? Was it yesterday? Yesterday, Roland, was on the call. He told some folks, we'll talk a little bit about how important it is and who just one conversation with and how it could change things. Look at Arthur Gatlin as an example. Tell me about that, Roland.
Well, you know what, James? It's funny, man. We're on this call right here, man, and we're thriving to be a $10,000 bonus earner, just thriving to be a director. You know what? And, you know, and we're like, man, what can we do? But here we have someone like Arthur Gatlin, someone like Kerri-Ann Riley, you know, that just found somebody. You know, they didn't earn a $10,000 bonus. They're not national director, but they're wearing a ring that says they made over $100.5 million just for finding one person. Could you imagine how that is? And James, that's what I'm trying to let people know, that you just got to be persistent and just keep. You never know who it's going to be. Sometimes we have that look, man, with this sharp individual, man. Wow, man, he's going to take me to the next level, man. And we invest all our time trying to call and trying to follow up on this one person, and we go over five names on our list because they don't look the part, because they don't think they're the part, and we judge them. James, if I told you that I knew, you know, that my sister would be doing what she did, and that Sadie Martinez, you know, and off again, if I told you that I knew that they would be studs and the star team, man, if I told you I knew that, man, I'd be like, because I can't pick them out. These people that come to the business that do good are people because they have a why. You know, they have something to fight for. And when you have something to fight for, and you place that with opportunity, James, something special happens. I'm just letting everybody know on this call, you don't have to go out and think you're going to be a national director right away. You can, and you will, but that one person could come in your business, and as long as you make that 50% match, that can change your family's life. It's not about the person. It's all about changing your life and sharing the business, James. It's just that simple. Just keep talking. You never know where it's coming from.
$4 million a year is what Rick Ricketts made last year. You know what, Roland? Somebody had to tell him about it. Somebody had to tell them about this business. They earn what? 50% of that. That's $2 million a year because they found somebody. Well, I can promise you this, folks. You know a Rick Ricketts, somebody sick and tired of doing what they're doing. You know a Roland Torres. You know successful people that earn good money and don't like their life because all they do is work. You know those kind of people. You know people that would love to spend more time with their family. Tap them into that call tomorrow. It's going to be a telephone-style call where we'll feature this business and produce results and testimonies from this business. And all they have to know is that it's out there. And you never know what that one person might see. You never know what that one person might see and who they might tell. You never know how things might turn out for you. But you got to follow where you're being led. You got to do the work. You got to plant the seed if you want to harvest. You got to plant the seed if you want to harvest. Don't be scared to plant your seed. All I can say is yes, no, or maybe. It ain't going to hurt. All you can do is plant your seed. Seed time and harvest time, folks. Seed time and harvest time, folks. Do you have an update about the campaign that you're doing to get folks to the national convention on that bus? Do you have an update about that?
Get on the bus, James. Yeah, man, we're excited, man. People are just signing up. That's right. It's amazing, James, man. We just came up with the idea, and now we have close to 114 people that now have a chance to, you know, to go to the National Convention. Some people who wasn't going to go, but this opened up. And ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to get the final payments now. You know, we may, you know, get another bus, you know, depending on who all pays in. But Martian Garden Webb are doing an awesome job in the Jersey area, New York area, along with Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough. But the website for the New Jersey area, you have to call in right away, get your payments in right away, because it's first come, first pay who gets on the bus, not the person who submits their name. Okay, for in the New Jersey area, you got My Web Getaways. That's Martian Garden Web website. That's MYWEB Web 1B Getaways, plural, at hotmail.com. And here in the South Florida area is Victorious Agent. Victorious, Victor I-O-U-S, agent, like travel agent, at USA.net. Email on the subject matter, put get on the bus, put your name or ID number, and we'll make it a way to get you there. $315 is for a hotel stay, 4 nights, a round trip, and registration. Guys, you can't beat that with a stick. It's awesome. And, James, man, people are excited. Call, you know, email those people right away. If you want to get on the bus, don't miss out.
Well,
James, go ahead.
You forgot about the breakfast, man.
I'm sorry,
right?
I do like food.
Breakfast every morning. So not only are you going to get to go round trip there and back from the convention, but the hotel stay and also breakfast every single morning. Roland, there's something about transportation back and forth. All that's there for you. All you got to do is your part. See, you know people right now that are failures, that are in denial. See, they make $25,000 a year, but they spend $30,000. And they drive a nice car, and they think they're living good. Just got a big old amount of debt in their life. That means they're really not succeeding. They're really not making it. And here's a way they can make it. Here's a way they can succeed for real. They can really make it. And there's people out there praying for you to call them. They don't know they are. They're just praying for something. And you got the answer. You know about it. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock Central. 3 o'clock Eastern. The harvest is plenty on for harvest seekers begins tomorrow. Tap everyone you know on this call. We're going to instruct them how to call their friends and when to tap them back on. This is all put together for you, all put together by all the Jet Set leaders for you to help get there, for you to earn it. It's all put, we're doing all of this for you. Roland, you're putting together that bus trip. You got buses coming from cities all over the country. You're doing all of that for you. For you. We're doing all of that for you. If you don't have anybody call in, if you don't go to the convention, you'll get back on this call later on and say, wow, you know, I didn't do any of that. And we'll try to explain to you how great it was, and you really quite won't understand. And we'll start moving along. Let me tell you something, folks. You deserve. You owe it to yourself. Why did you join this business? To change something for your family? Let's go ahead and collect and gather together as a team. Lock arms. March to the beat of the same drum. Let's do our part in changing things for somebody else. Not just you, for somebody else that you know. But you don't know what God has put on their heart. You don't know who it'll be. But I promise you this, the more you call, the more you'll listen. The more you'll listen, the more I like it. The more they like it, the more they join. The more they join, the more people we're helping. Roland, it's been an incredible, incredible call this morning. I want to just pass the baton to you, Roland, to close out this call that you do each and every morning.
James, I would love to. James, I was in a documentary last night, and it was on Martin Luther King, you know, and how he had a dream, and we all know the story. But we look now, we see the holidays, the national holidays. We see, you know, the street names after him. We see the church fans. We see all the accolades that Martin Luther King got right now. But when he was going through it, you know, he didn't get that. He didn't know he was going to have a holiday. He didn't know all that. He didn't know it was going to be a worldwide, you know, a mentor to so many people. But while he was going through the dream, that process, you know, all he got was death threats. You know, he got people that stayed away from him. And you got the black, not only white, but black pastors didn't allow him to preach in the church. You know, people just saying bad stuff about him. Man, what are you doing, man? You know, why are you trying to be different? You know, all of that stuff he was going through, you know, because he had had a dream. And he said, you know what, I'm not going to stop until I achieve this dream. And I look at it right now, but, you know, we didn't accept him while he was going through it, but we accept him now when it's all over. And I look at the life of Martin Luther King, I'm like, wow, wow, what if he had stopped? What if he had stopped when he said, you know what, man, you get that first death threat? What if he had stopped when that first black preacher said, we don't want you to preach at our church, you know, because you're too controversial? You know, what if he had stopped when everybody started rejecting him, everybody starts separating themselves from him? What if he had stopped? But now he had a vision, and he had a dream. And getting closer to that dream, he started getting death threats. It started getting more so unbearable that he couldn't even resist it anymore. And he said, you know what, I may not even get there, but in my heart, I've already arrived. In my heart, I've already arrived. And some of you right now, you have your dreams, and you got people surrounding you that's trying to stop you, that tell you you can't make it. But I'm letting you know, in your heart, you have already arrived. Just go ahead and get your dream. In every adversity, in every failure, in every heartache, you carry with you a seed. And if you plant that seed in persistence, and you plant that seed in conviction, you will always be victorious. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Aturis, Rick and Brenda Ricketts, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see what you believe, because with God, all things are possible.
Hey, another great morning motivation with the Jet Set Morning Call. And hey, you know, we got the Harvest is Plentythorn coming up tomorrow, and, you know, hey, in the chat room I have the number listed, or people can tune in to this site and tune in to the Plentythorn and be able to hear testimonies from people that have used this business model, one, to help themselves, some to help their churches, and others to help their favorite nonprofit and worthwhile causes. So YTB is sweeping the country by storm. It is a quiet secret, you know, for some people. And then for some people, you know, they know what's going on. And there's going to be, you know, the convention is coming up. It's going to be right there where the Rams play football at in St. Louis, right there in the Dome. And, you know, it's going to be huge, people. It's going to be huge. This is a life-changing opportunity. Gas prices are going up. You know, people are in depression. You know, I understand the difference between a recession and a depression. A recession is when your neighbor doesn't have a job. Depression is when you don't have a job. You know, and people are hurting out there. And, you know, this company is allowing people to get involved in the number one industry in the world. That number one industry is travel. $7 trillion industry. Hey, and people can position themselves. Well, even if they only make an extra $500 a month, you know, and we have a plan for that. Let me bring up my co-hosts as we, again, wrap this up. I mean, they have a lot of stuff that they shared this morning. We have a few minutes left with our critique of the call. And, you know, we have different people listening in and some people in on the chat room. And, you know, I want to bring my co-hosts up real quick, Monty, you know, because we want to make it simple for people so that they can understand that, you know, yeah, there's big money on the table, but there's also just some basic money on the table. And we have a 555 plan. We explain that real quick so people that's out there that's listening, some of the folk that we have in the chat room this morning, tuning into our broadcast.
Sure, Satawi. But first of all, I got to tell you about two things that they're talking about that I'm hoping that people are listening to. Consistency and persistency and time. See, if you're consistent and persistent long enough, you will win. But the 555 program, it involves, let's see, folks, do you have 5 minutes a day? Do you have 5 minutes in a 24-hour day, 5 days a week, to make an extra $500 a month? 5 minutes per day, 5 days per week, to make an extra $500 a month. Would an extra $500 a month put a little bit more gas in your tank? Will an extra $500 a month put a little bit more food on your table? Will an extra $500 a month change your life? And I'm sure with a lot of people's attire, an extra $500 per month will absolutely change their life.
That's so true. I mean, you know, and that's what we're talking about, people. You know, yeah, we talk about big money on this program, but it starts with simple money. and it's you know, my co-host just said, you know, an extra $500 a month. What would that do for some families out there that you know? If you want to find out more about that, you can give me a call at 252-212-0281, and I'm going to post that that number here in the chat room. Mike, also, you know, this morning, you know, they shared a lot of information, you know, about attitude and you know, Rick Ricketts said, you know, it's not about how much he makes. You know, he made $4 million last month, but he said, not last month, I mean, but last year. You know, this whole thing of a 50% match and, you know, sharing an opportunity with someone and being able in a company that has a compensation plan where they give you a 50% match. Share again, you know, with our listening audience and those that are, you know, checking out our program this morning. What does that really mean?
Well, you know what, Satow? Everybody that comes into this business is not going to build a big business. I mean, let's just be real about it. Everybody's not going to have a big business. But one of the things that the founders put into the compensation plan is something like you said, a 50% match. So just imagine this. Just imagine, you know, you put together a team, and as a team, your team is consistently doing, let's say, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000 a month in revenue. Every month, they're doing $10,000. You put together this team, they're doing $10,000 a month in revenue, and you're earning a 50% match of whatever they're doing. So that means you're gonna earn $5,000 a month, Satowi. So, folks, would an extra $5,000 a month help you out? I mean, it's just that simple, Satowi.
I mean, and that's you know, that's just awesome in terms of this compensation plan. And then the other thing is that with this company, the company filed a UCC agreement with the SEC. SEC stands for Security Exchange Commission. And that UCC agreement basically says that the company will never change the compensation plan. Again, we're talking about a publicly traded company, YTB. This company is listed, you know, with the Security Exchange Commission. Everything that they do is scrutinized by the Security Exchange Commission. Mind you, you know, you used to sell stocks and stuff. You know, what does that mean when we say a publicly traded company scrutinized by the Security Exchange Commission? Because sometimes people think, you know, oh, well, you know, y'all are one of them things, and they come and they can go do this, do that, whatever. Explain to our listening audience what that really means when we say it's a publicly traded company scrutinized by the Security Exchange Commission.
Well, first of all, Satow, just for me to get my license to sell stocks and bonds and stuff like that, just for me to get my license, the investigation was so intense. I mean, I had to tell my friends to expect a phone call because I was being investigated so I can get into the investment industry. But when a company goes public, that means that they have the ability to sell stocks and bonds. When they go public, the investigation that they go through takes years, man. I mean, a year or two for them to see. They're going to pick that company apart just to make sure that that company is legitimate. See, because what you're going to have happening is people are going to be trusting that when they buy shares of stock from that company, that what the company is saying is true. What the company is telling them about where they're headed and, you know, what their numbers look like, they're verifying that this stuff is true. So they've got to go through this intensive investigation, and if something is wrong, man, they're going to find it. And so YTB, being a publicly traded company, no one can imagine what YTB has gone through as far as this investigation. This investigation is intense, it's long, and it gets into everybody's business. So our company being a publicly traded company, you can bet that this company is on the up and up. And, by the way, no publicly traded company is a pyramid. So there you have it, Tyler.
All right. Hey, you know what I mean? And that's important for people to know because, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. You know, and people tell people all kind of crazy stuff all day long. And, you know, the company is moving as we go into, you know, 2009. The company is moving to become offering franchise opportunities in the travel business, which means when we do that next year in the first quarter of 2009, it's going to be one of the hottest franchises out there. So, people, you got to jump start right now as you're tuning in and learning about this YTV opportunity. It's going to be one of the premier franchise opportunities in America, and it's going to be for under $1,000 because, again, the founders of this company, they really, you know, Coach Lloyd Tomer, his goal is to create 10,000 new millionaires. But more than that, his lifelong goal is to do something so special in America to be able to help people that are out there hurting right now. I mean, the people are hurting. Foreclosures are going down. People losing their jobs. I mean, gasoline is going like crazy. So, people, tune in tomorrow as we do our Harvest is Plenty phone-a-thon call. And just tune in tomorrow and check us out. We're down to like 30 seconds left, and I do want to get recognize Pam. She's been plugging in and, you know, participating and listening to this call, new in the business. And, Pam, we down to like about 30 seconds left. Just give me a closing comment real quick.
Good morning. I am so grateful today because I'll be there in St. Louis.
All right.
I am going.
All right.
Yes. I'm grateful today.
All right. Just make sure, you know, tomorrow, get some people on the call. Hey, Monty and Pam, again, you know, great call this morning. I'll talk to y'all in a little bit. We're down to 10 seconds left. About to go off the air for this morning. Hey, God bless everybody.
Hey, God bless you, too.